Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Susan joins us on the UMA guest line here on KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, the sports leader. Hello, Susan.
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on.
And we are enjoying the baseball we are seeing from the Giants. They're giving you everything, no matter the situation. Small ball, long ball, defense, starting pitching, bullpen is fine. They got to steal the base. Man, they'll do that too. I mean, everything right now is clicking. And I would dare say that to do it in the manner that they're doing it with the starting pitching, that's probably the biggest surprise of all.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two biggest question marks going into the season were probably the rotation and the bullpen. And the bullpen had that blip on opening night. Since then, their ERA is under 2. Jake McGee, obviously, has been fantastic. He gave up a hit today, guys, so the wheels are coming off. Gave up a
He's human.
Hit.
He's human.
Proven. He's human. Six saves already. We're at mid-April. He's got six saves. So that's extraordinary. What I really like is the attention to detail. They're doing the little things right. They kept talking, like every team during the spring, they're like, we're emphasizing fundamentals and base running. And well, you go, okay, yeah. We'll wind up seeing none of that during the regular season. And they put that into practice. They're getting bunts down really well. They're hitting well with two strikes. They're moving runners over. The base running has been fantastic. The defense has been really good. They've made two errors. It's really been fun, quality, solid baseball. And the moves have all been pretty sharp. I think Gabe Kapler is starting to come into his own as a manager. He is really, he's got a lot of pieces to play with. They've got so many versatile guys. He's got a 6-man bench, and he's using it. And for the most part, he's doing a great job doing that. There are going to be games, right, where he uses 5-inch hitters and none of them do anything. There have been going to be games where he makes a lot of moves out of the bullpen, and they won't work out. But right now, everything is clicking. And these are the games that fans need to remember later in the season when they get on him for making, a couple moves that don't pan out. Right now, this guy is doing everything right, just the way his team is.
It is interesting. I was trying to put my finger on what is it about this team that it strikes me as a little bit different. And it's the hunger, Susan. And when you look at this group, the ratio of guys on this team that have long-term deals versus that are guaranteed, that how they perform this year really doesn't matter because they're locked up long-term, versus how many guys, both pitching and position player-wise, literally in the last year of their deal and have that kind of off-season dangling and their career could be in the balance. I like that ratio this year. I'm sure the players don't love it. They love security. But, man, I there's an awful lot of guys who you need this year to go well to set themselves up and their families up for the future. I think that's always a positive situation. I can't remember a club that had this many guys who didn't have long-term deals and had to kind of play for their future. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cynical way to look at it. You'd hope that you get the same exact effort level or performance out of guys year to year. And certainly, I covered the A's forever, and they often did not have really anybody on long-term deals. It was not always the case that they all wound up having their best seasons ever. But, there is definitely, there's something to that. And particularly, I think, when you're talking about veterans who might be playing.
Looks like we lost
Might have lost Susan. Probably went
through. Oh, do we have
her back? Oh, Susan, you're back. Please continue.
I'm here. Yeah, you got me.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah. We lost you for a second.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I think the thing that one that every team is kind of dealing with right now is guys just in general are so happy to be back playing much more normal baseball than last year and a full season. And I think that's gotten a lot of older players in particular rejuvenated. And then you got somebody like Buster Posey who sat out last year and looks extra rejuvenated, real spring in his step. So a lot of things, I think, are combining to make this a really good time for the Giants. But I don't think they're alone. I think everybody's kind of loving it.
You mentioned Jake McGee, and I was going to ask you about him, but he's been phenomenal. But, you know, Tyler Rogers, and he's a guy I brought up and said he still kind of makes me nervous a little bit because the slider against lefties, it just kind of – but he's been really good. You can kind of see now, like, this is what they kind of hope for, a guy that can come in multiple situations, back-to-back days, face righties, face lefties, and get the job done. And if he's doing what they expected him to do and McGee keeps rolling along, they might have a pretty formidable 1-2 punch at the back end of their bullpen.
Yeah, and the fact that they're such different looks is really good. It's really smart. You know, you've got the guys who's thrown from kind of down low, very tough to hit the ball in the air against. You got McGee, who's throwing a lot of high heat, you know, and a fastball that moves, and he's left-handed. I think it's a really, really nice combo. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that. The problem is, I mean, Kathar's kind of joking about it, like, we need to have a day off just to, you know, for these guys to get a day off. That's the only way. But you're going to have to start to worry. They've both pitched in 8 games.
Yeah.
That's a lot already for this time of year. And, you know, we asked early on about potentially using McGee for more than one inning, particularly because his inning count, or his pitch counts are so low. He's so efficient. And Kapler's like, oh, I'm going to stay away from that. I see this guy as a sprinter. I think he might be right. I think this is the way to go about it. If you want, especially if you want him to pitch every day, man, you're not going to have him going like an inning and 2/3 or whatever. Have him just pitch that night. Working great.
It's our weekly conversation with Susan Slusser, our KNBR insider from the Chronicle. She's joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show on the heels of the Giants getting a 3-0 win over the Reds today down at Oracle Park, taking 2 of 3 from the Reds, who are a pretty decent ball club. They can hit. There is no doubt about that, but the Giants were able to neutralize those bats with their starters and, of course, their relievers. I know things, Susan, are different in terms of you being able to do your job as a reporter, where you can't really access people and talk to them face-to-face and maybe get things off the record. But were you able to get any idea how people felt behind the scenes about the Johnny Cueto news in terms of it being lat tightness? Was that sort of a sigh of relief and maybe he won't miss a start or he'll just miss one? Or is there some, okay, that's good news, but it's not necessarily optimal?
Well, I mean, they just don't know. He was actually still getting a further exam. You know, they sent him for a further exam while we were talking to Kapler and Kirk Casale. So, you know, sure, when it's not an arm, you think, great. But, you know, lats can be weird. Like any muscle strain, you just don't know. It's going to depend on the severity of the strain. Kapler said he felt it a little bit the pitch before his last pitch and then felt it more significantly that last pitch. So hopefully minimal, you know, just 2 pitches. It's not something that he was trying to pitch through the entire game or something like that. It wasn't something that sounds like really grabbed him and he came out right then. You hope that they caught it in time. He's just been fantastic. You know, he looks like old Johnny Cueto, and he's really given them a boost. You know, everything about him is such a lift for that team. You know, his mannerisms, his attitude, his you know, the degree of effort you get from him all the time. He put down 2 strike bunts today I've ever seen and then hustled to first. So, you know, this is not a guy they want to lose for an extended time. However, if they did, Logan Webb got moved to the bullpen today. He essentially throws a side session and pitches 1 inning. They would, you know, have to go very far to find another starter. Logan Webb did not get off to the best start with those 2 outings that he's had, but he's a good pitcher. And you talk about guys that are not signed beyond this year. He's the one guy who was in the rotation who is under team control for next year. He's a lot of their future, I think, Logan Webb. So he's significant, and he might wind up right back in the rotation.
You know, they don't have tons of depth, but I really liked what I saw in the spring in the whatever, you know, the brief games that I saw from Steven Duggar. And with Wade going on the injured list with the oblique, Duggar gets the call up. What did you think, Susan? I mean, you have an idea of the sense of how the club may feel about Duggar. He was a prospect, Now he's kind of beyond prospect, but it seems like he's still very much improving as a player. How does the club view him? What do you expect him to contribute?
Well, you know, until this Cueto thing happened, he probably was going to be the odd man out when Alex Wood comes back on Sunday, because they are playing one down in the bullpen right now. That's one of the reasons they add Webb there, and then they bring Wood back. So if Cueto's okay, Duggar's probably the guy that heads out. If not, you know, they'll still have potentially a move to make, but he's a bench guy right now. The fact that Wade came up before him probably tells you a lot. They like him. It sounds like he was doing real well at the alternate site. I think he had a couple of homers. So he's got some skills. I just don't see where he's necessarily a guy that they have, you know, really high on the radar right now.
I was saying it was good to see Austin Slater last night hitting the ball to right field, because that's usually when you see him specifically. I know a lot of guys locked in when, you know, they wait, let the ball travel, all that stuff. But his swing is specifically tailored to go to right field with power, and it was good last night to see him hit the triple to right center to drive Buster in, and then another one that I think got past Votto that was a hard hit ball. So I know he's been dealing with a little health issues, but you always know, it seems, with Austin Slater. He starts driving the ball to right field, and he's seeing the ball pretty well.
I am so impressed with him, and today was really a good example of why. First of all, he drives in the first run with really nice two-strike hitting. Same thing. Goes to right center, hits the ball in the gap. Then excellent base running. Very heads-up, moving to third on the wild pitch. And then Ron Wotus suggests that they have put the contact play on, tells him, go on contact, and he was off like a shot. He really, really good instincts, great slide, really good base running, solid player, I think, is starting to kind of come into his own. Really what they need to do is keep him healthy. And he's showing that he can hit right-handers and left-handers. I think he's a guy who might be more than a platoon player at some point in the future. Maybe not. They love mixing and matching right now, so it might not be soon, but he can do it.
Susan, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Les.
Thanks, right, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Susan
Appreciate
Slusser.
It.
Make sure you follow her on Twitter.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.